With the evolution of the global markets, more businesses are increasingly relying on technology that enables them to innovate and respond quickly to customer needs. But how far has technology impacted the Ghanaian banking industry? Daniel Latte has been probing this question.
Imagine transacting all your banking businesses from the comfort of your home, or having to avoid the headache of long queues for that small amount of money you want urgently. These dreams may not have come true because of the lack of technology to support the banking industry to deliver better customer service. But stop imagining now, because both small and large public and private organizations have turned to technology to support their banking goals and objectives. The implementation of e-banking, ATM, phone recharge banking and text message alert can now be found in most banks in Ghana. But how have these products changed the services delivered to customers? Enes Akori is the executive director of Data Bank.
Instead of spending huge sums of money and building brick and mortar branches all over the nation, we're using technology to be able to serve people. And in so doing, we're able to bring services to customers' doorsteps for a very reasonable price. When you open an account and you want to withdraw your money, you can fill a draw form. You don't have to come back and collect your check. We have what we call ACH direct credit, where we are able to credit a bank account of your choice. We are introducing an ATM card. We can put your money on the ATM card and we can put your money on eSwitch. We are collaborating with Standard Chartered so that when you withdraw your money and you don't want to travel all the way, let's say from Sunyani to Kumasi to take your money out, you can use a Standard Chartered branch near you to go and collect your funds. Also, by way of depositing money into your account, we have services that you are able to have a direct debit where you instruct your bank so that at a certain time every month they take a certain amount of money from your account and send it to your investment account. So it removes the need for you to travel all the way to a Data Bank branch to deposit money into your investment account.
Members of the banking community can now meet their banking needs in a faster and cheaper way. But what does this mean to the Ghanaian consumer?
Makes you feel comfortable because sometimes you may need some money and because of time you can just write to the ATM then you cash it. The phone banking too is okay because as soon as you draw money or you deposit money, you just receive message on your phone.
It's convenient to me because in other way, maybe in weekends, you'll be able to access the money without entering into the banking hall or something like that. Because on Saturday and Sunday, banking do not operate. So during that period, maybe it's very, very convenient.
The ATM. It's okay, it's convenient because when there's much queue in the banking hall, all you need to just go and slot in your card. You just withdraw your money and then you walk away. If you don't want this way, you can go the other way. It's not everybody that wants to be seen when withdrawing money or something. So you just sit at your comfort of your home. You just withdraw your money. You do one-on-one transaction on the net and then you are gone.
However, these innovations, I'm told, are not without challenges.
The problem lies when the thing is not working and there is pressure inside the bank. Or maybe weekends, you want to do a withdrawal and there is no system working for you. That is when it becomes inconvenient.
It's convenient, but just that sometimes you need to withdraw as many as possible. Sometimes you don't need the money, but once you have it and you see something, then you just go for it.
Where I am, we don't have the machines there. I'm using the DCB, but I mean, if you just have some situation. Well, it's just recently that we had one at the branch there. I tried it once, but it didn't work. They said they had a problem with the machine.
But the head of Speed Banking, First Capital Plus, Alex Nyante, says the benefits outweigh the challenges.
Now that we have a lot of Ghanaians having access to mobile phones, it is a good channel and the best channel that we can get to our customers. But we also need to make sure that we are giving excellent service without hitches to the customers so that they will have confidence in the sort of solution that we have for them. In essence, Speed Banking eliminates the manual aspect of cash deposits, gives you one, the security, gives the convenience. Even when you are sleeping on your bed, as far as you have your phone with you, you can just get your voucher and just deposit the money into your account. One of the reasons behind the innovation called speed banking is to also imbibe the culture of savings in Ghanaians. Sometimes when you have 2 CDs, 3 CDs, you are tempted to use it for something else. But with speed banking, you can just get a voucher with 2 Ghana CDs and deposit it into your account. So by the time you realize, you would have saved a lot of money. But hitherto, you would have even felt shy to take a card just to go to a bank to go and deposit 2 Ghana CDs.
The need for continuous innovation is perhaps very visible in website development and partnership with telecommunication networks. It is not surprising that IT experts and marketing managers are seriously considering the benefit of working with technology.
That was Daniel Arte's report on the impact of technology on the Ghanaian banking industry.